ट्रांसलेशन बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी तिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओ सेजिस, आई हैव बीन जस्टली क्वेश्चन बाय यू, योर क्वेश्चन आर वर्डली बिकॉज दे रिलेटेड टू द लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड सो आर ऑफ रिलेवेंस टू द वर्ल्ड वेलफेयर। ओनली क्वेश्चन ऑफ दिस thought are capable of completely satisfying the self, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since it has been stated herein, therefore, that in Bhagavatam the absolute truth is to be known, the question of the sages of Naimasaranyam are proper and just, because they pertain to Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Personality of Godhead saying that all the Vedas, there is nothing but urges of searching after Him, Lord Krishna. Thus, the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all the Vedic inquiries. The whole world is full of question and answer. The bird, beast, and man are all busy in the matter of perpetual question and answer. In the morning, the bird in the nest become busy with question and answer. And in the evening also, same bird come back again and become busy with question and answer. The human being, unless he is fast asleep, at night he is busy with question and answer. The businessman is in the market are busy with question and answer. And so also the lawyers in the court and the student in the college, schools and colleges. The legislator in the parliament are also busy with question and answer. And the politician and the press representative are all busy with question and answer. Although they go on making such question and answer for their whole lives, they are not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by question and answer on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, an object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of question and answer, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the question and answer about Krishna. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answer, because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with the question and answer that are related to Krishna. We can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-around all solution to all problems pertaining the social, political, or religious matter. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुरं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषशून्यवादी प्रश्चादिस्तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiryet Nashtaprayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavate Uttam Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki. Hare Krishna. Again we go back on the translation of this verse. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they related to the Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Actually, this is the difference between the ordinary people and the saintly person. The ordinary people, they only think about themselves. They make so many arrangements. Sometimes at the cost of others, they make the arrangement to satisfy themselves, to actually to enjoy the life. They actually center around themselves. They don't think about the others. They don't care whether actually the other people actually what they're going through, as long as actually they are happy. And many times actually they don't know actually what is the happiness is. And they make all the arrangements. They want to just satisfy themselves, they want to enjoy. And this is actually the aim of their life. But on the other side, the saintly person is totally other way around. The saintly person is think about others. He put himself, it doesn't matter, I don't mind to even going to even hell as long as the other people are enjoy. Other people, they understand the real meaning of the life. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually we have a wonderful example. That Vasudat, the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please, you take each and every living soul back to Godhead. And whatever karma they have accumulated, I will take it on my head. Look at the difference. That's it. He said, I don't mind going to hell, but take them back to Godhead. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, when he heard this, actually he started crying, what a wonderful Vaishnava, what a wonderful devotee. And this is called a true Vaishnava. The Paradukhe Dukhi. Not that the Paradukhe Sukhi. This is actually Vaishnava. That if someone actually is going to trouble, devotees are there. Is there anything I can do? How can I help you? What can I do for you? How can he make you happy? And that is actually devotee's duty. Then make sure actually that actually they give happiness to others. So that is a wonderful example. Srila Prabhupada here talking about question and answer. And when I was reading, Srila Prabhupada is talking about that question. Everyone have a question and answer. Prabhupada said, unless a person go to sleep, he's got a question. That means actually the time we wake up, we have question and answer. Till the time we'll go to sleep, faster sleep, we have question and answer. That means actually if you are not faster sleep, that means you are dreaming. That question and answer is still going on. And then actually Srila Prabhupada said, the bird in the nest. Actually I was thinking that you know the bird in the nest, they are just talking about question and answer. When they go out, the question and answer. When they come back in the evening, in the nest, again is that question and answer. The whole life is question and answer, question and answer. But actually, what is the question? The question is about actually their own welfare, their own happiness. They center around actually themselves. But the question, the real question is, when you talk question about Krishna, that is the real question. Here, Bhagavatam is actually Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the world, the king of the world. And he was cursed by just ordinary boy that he will die within 7 days. Parikshit Maharaj actually was so powerful, he could have counteract that curse. But he is so humble, he accepted. He's showing his humbleness. That how humble the Parikshit Maharaj. Though actually he was cursed, he could have straight away he could have counteract, but he said, okay. It was my mistake, I accept. And then the next thing actually he was thinking that okay, I got 7 days. If someone tell me that you got 7 days, I plan actually where to go. I check my bank balance, say how much money I have, and according to that, I make my plan to go and enjoy. But here is Parikshit Maharaj. If I got 7 days, what can I do? And Srila Prabhupada is saying, everybody have question and answer. Parikshit Maharaj had the question. And what was the question? Question about Krishna. And so that time actually he was actually assembled with all the sadhus, all the munis, all the sages, they were there to discuss with Parikshit Maharaj. Because his personality is such a personality, they all respected him. And they all came to discuss. And they were discussing, they were all suggesting what to do. And while the meeting was going on, Sukadev just walked in. This Krishna's arrangement. And as soon as Sukadev walked in, he said, yes, I want to hear the Bhagavatam from Sukadev. Yesterday, Trinadapi Prabhu actually giving the class. Very nice class. He's talked about actually Sukadev. He's talked about Vyasadev. So just recap from yesterday's class actually. Sukadev has learned Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadev. Actually, the Bhagavatam was the last contribution of Vyasadev. Vyasadev actually, he wrote so many books. 4 Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, and summarized all the books in the Vedanta Sutra. He wrote so many things. He was completely self-realized soul. And Sukadev actually learned from his father. He heard from his father the Bhagavatam. So when he heard this, when he came in the assembly, Parikshit Maharaj straight away actually decided that I'm going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We're going back again, the verse. He's saying, Srimad Bhagavatam deals with question and answer that are related to Krishna. We can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-round solution to the problem pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of the things. Further, Srila Prabhupada saying, satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by the question and answer on the subject of Krishna. Now here, Parikshit Maharaj is asking the question. Parikshit Maharaj was not just ordinary soul. But Krishna made an arrangement that Parikshit Maharaj asked question to Sukadev and actually he recited the Bhagavatam, not for him, I would say for me. For us, but I would say definitely for me. That at least in this Kali Yuga, I have access to the Bhagavatam, I can read. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada that actually he brought this such a way and he explained such a nice way that actually I can seat myself on the Vyasasana today. I'm not worthy of anything. But he made that fortune that today even I can talk about Bhagavatam. Only actually self-realized soul actually can talk about, but actually he made, you know, we are so degraded people. But a person like me, even so degraded, he made that fortune that one, today actually I can sit on the Vyasasana and actually I can talk about Bhagavatam. That is the good fortune that Srila Prabhupada brought to us. Prabhupada saying that actually so many questions, so many answers, everything talking about the birds, that everyone have question. And Srila Parikshit Maharaj is asking question about Krishna. Why Krishna? Because Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna is Bhagwan. Krishna himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita that sarvasacha aham radhi sannivisto matah smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedescha sarve aham eva vedya vedanta krida veda vidya eva chaham. Krishna saying that I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of all Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. Here actually Krishna is saying himself that actually I am the one that give you all this knowledge. I am the one actually Vedanta is from me. Krishna is declaring here, and then further Krishna is saying, Aham sarvasu prabho mata sarva pravartete iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanipita. That everything imminent from me. Krishna is declaring Bhagavad Gita. That is why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Vishnu Purana 6547, further is explained why Krishna is Bhagwan. Bhagwan. Bhag means actually opulence, and one is not just opulence but all opulence, and one means who possesses. The person who possesses all the opulence, that is Bhagwan. Aishwaryasya samagrasya visyasya yasya sriya gnana vairagya chaiva sanam eti bhagan gana. The person who's got actually all opulence in full, we may actually possess, but he said actually Krishna got all the opulence in full, that all riches, all strength, all influence, all wisdom, all beauty, and all renunciation in full. And that is why Krishna is called Bhagavan, the God. We may possess all these opulence. Why? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. And that is the reason actually we may possess this opulence, but in small quantity, in a very limited order. And still, when we have this opulence, we have so much ego that, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Actually, just few days ago, this WhatsApp, sometimes it's very handy. I had one clip, I was watching, there was one man, he's got so much wealth, and because of the wealth, he has so much ego. He said, like this, I can get anything and everything. And he was showing off to everyone that actually, click like this, actually I get this. If I want this, just like that. And he's got all the bodyguard and all the servants, they were there. And showing off them, and they were all, because then they paid by him, so they were all bowed down to him. Oh, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, like this, do this. And suddenly while he was doing this, showing off the thing, there was a phone call. And the phone call from the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm so sorry. He said, what happened? He said, I don't know how to say, but I'm so. I said, come on, tell me, like, you know, still like this, you know, come on, tell me. He said, you got only 2 weeks. He said, what do you mean by 2 weeks? He said, you got only 2 weeks left. I can't do anything. You're dying. Suddenly he changed. He said, come on, please, I'll give you the check, blind check, that you just take. Take it, whatever amount you want. But please, you don't do this to me. Please. I'm so young. And I got so much wealth. He said, I'm so sorry. Doctor said, sorry. I can't.
And that is the reality. There's so much wealth. Like this, so much you can do. But with the life, this won't work. Krishna will take just like that. So when actually when I saw this, I said, that's the reality. People have actually ego. That actually I can do this and I can do that. But when the time comes, this doesn't work. So people are actually so busy actually making the things. And people don't realize actually we are the part and parcel of Krishna. That's why actually we have these things here. And why Krishna got all these things? Because again, he's saying, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purna Emeva Vasesyate. That's why Krishna, because Krishna is a complete. When Krishna is a complete, there is no one is complete apart from Krishna. Because for Krishna, there is no beginning, there is no end. And that is why Krishna is complete. And when the Krishna is complete, he's got everything in full. And we are actually just part and parcel of Krishna. And many times actually we forget that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is actually Krishna, actually Bhagavad Gita give you all the information. We don't need to go anywhere. Bhagavad Gita is saying everything. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita that the living entity in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. And due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which including mind. They're actually Krishna declaring that actually they are my part and parcel. Because actually they are my part and parcel, they have this opulence in very limited order, in very limited. And they think that actually I'm very wealthy, I'm very strong, but actually they are not, they don't have actually full strength, full opulence. And they got actually so much ego by just getting little things. Our condition is actually when we are part and parcel of Krishna, that means actually we to understand that without Krishna, I'm nothing. And if you think that without Krishna I am nothing, then actually one should surrender to Krishna. And if you surrender, marobi rakobi jo ichha tumare. That if you surrender to Krishna, and then the real meaning of life will come. That actually we are just servant of Krishna. Who will know this? Krishna is saying, Bhokta Ram Yajna Tapasya Sarva Loka Maheswara Suradham Sarva Bhuta Nam Sattva Mam Santim Ichchati. The sages know me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifice and austerities, and supreme lord of the planet, and a demigod, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entity. Attain a peace from me. That actually if you understand that I am the part and parcel of Krishna, and if you consider that I am just a servant of Krishna, and my duty is to serve Krishna, and if you understand this, then actually your life is successful. And who understand? The sages, the self-realized soul, actually they know that I am just actually a very small particle of Krishna. And because actually I am a small particle of Krishna, that means actually my duty is to just to serve Krishna. I am just das anu, das anu, das. I am a servant of the Krishna. And if he understand this, then his life is successful. We're coming back again that satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by the question and answer of the subject of Krishna. And here, Parikshit Maharaj has taken at the humble position when he was cursed that he got only 7 days left. He was thinking what to do. And while talking, Sukhdev actually come in the scene, he decided that I'm asking this question. Parikshit Maharaj is asking, who am I? Parikshit Maharaj is asking, who is God? Who is Krishna? And then he's asking, what is my relation with Krishna? Sukhdev is actually self-realized soul. He knew Krishna, so he explained such a nice way, the question and answer, question and answer. And whole our life is question and answer. And in the life, if you want to ask question, ask about Krishna. And the best place actually is, that's why actually says it, Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam, that we should actually read Bhagavatam every single day. The why we should actually read the Bhagavatam every day, again actually in the purport actually saying, Srimad Bhagavatam deals with the question and answer. This is Radha Gokulananda ki jay, Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki jay, this is Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jay, Jagat Gursila Prabhupada ki jay. Srimad Bhagavatam deals with question and answer that are related to Krishna. We can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-round solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matter. Krishna is saying very, very clearly here that we should actually read Bhagavatam every day, and that will solve our problem. Many people said, oh, I have this problem, I have that problem. And if you want to solve this problem, then actually there is one way you can solve this problem. Just surrender. Marobi rakobi jo ichha tumare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually saying so nicely that this body has given by you. You are really in charge of this body. I am just actually like a little puppet. Whatever you want me to do, I will just do it. If you want me to do this, Krishna is saying, actually, Srila Prabhupada told Krishna, whatever you want to do, you do with my body. When he had a heart attack in the ship, actually, when he was going, he said, Krishna, I leave it to you. My Guru Maharaj actually gave me the order that go and preach this message to the Western world. And I'm going, whatever you want to do, I leave it to you. And that's where Krishna comes, that beautiful photo, put his hand on Srila Prabhupada, that you carry on, I am with you. You are not alone. You carry on, you do your duty. And then Krishna, Srila Prabhupada went. When he came out from the ship, he did not know where to go, left or right. And within 10 years, he established 108 temples across the world. The most important thing, actually, he gave the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And the devotee was asking that, actually, Prabhupada, International Society, we don't have one center. And talking about international. But Prabhupada could see, self-realize. He had question and answer. But question and answer is about the God. And he distributed love of God all over the world. And this is actually we need to do. That actually, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever meet, talk about Krishna. Especially this month, actually, we're celebrating Srila Prabhupada Marathon 2017, distributing books. I was told to talk about something on distributing books. Janananda Maharaj, one time, what was his name before that Maharaj? Janananda Maharaj? No, for the sannyasi from here? Jayananda Swami. Abhay Prabhu. Abhay Prabhu one time he said, Radha Vinod, let's go and distribute the book door to door. And I volunteer. I said, okay, I'll go. early days, he was just a little brahmachari. And he said, let's go. So I came here and we went. He said, let's go to your area. I said, okay, go to my area. We went to a few houses and it was wonderful. Because, you know, the way he talks, like, you know, as soon as actually he gives the book to someone, actually the person has taken. I said, you got a magic. He said, yeah, you can do the same thing. So we done about 5-6 houses, and all the houses were successful. £5, £10, £5. I said, oh, this is easy. So after that, actually, we walked for some time, and he said, you go now. You knock the door. I said, okay. Because when I saw it was so nice, actually, he gave the book just like that. I said, this is fine. So I knocked the door. And who's that? I said, oh, we are here. Just we got something. Because I have to talk and I didn't know what to talk. I said, I got something for you here. He said, what do you have? Woman answered, what do you have? I said, yeah, can you just please open the door, please? I said, tell me what do you have? Actually, this was shouting. I said, we are just, please, can you? And she opened the door. And I said, look, we are from Hare Krishna. And this book is about the life, the talking about life, how to enjoy your life, and everything is given there. It, you know, it's a wonderful book. It is Christmas time. So, you know, you can sit down and watch while watching TV. You can watch and read this. And he said, I don't want it. So I looked at Abhay Prabhu, what shall I do next? This is my first. I said, what do I next? He said, carry on talking. So I said, and she was slamming the door. I said, excuse me, I hold the door, excuse me, please. I know this. And that meantime, I was talking to her, I don't know what I was saying, and meantime her husband was there inside. He started swearing, F-word and this and that. Don't you hear? My wife said, go away. You don't listen, you don't understand, do you? And I said, then I looked at him, what shall I do, run away? And he said, no, stay there. Then I was thinking, you are there standing, I'm standing here in front, and that door is next to me. And if he comes, and then actually he came. He came running. He said, and still I was talking to that woman, his wife, and he was so angry. This time he just came up from the sitting room. The TV was on, actually. He just came with like a fist like this. And I could see myself. I closed my eyes and I was meditating. I was sleeping on the hospital. My couple of teeth is broken and bleeding everywhere. And they were stitching me, doing this and doing. I was meditating all these things. And I said, I'm gone. I don't know why did I actually come here. Why did I listen to him to go? And then suddenly I opened my eyes and I could hear the lady was saying, John, go away. Just go and watch your TV. Leave me. I'll deal with him. And I said, oh, thank you very much. Then I checked myself to see whether I'm okay. No, I'm not bleeding anything. That was a real experience. By the time she said, please, can you just go? I looked at my brother, we have to go. And he said, no. I said, no. I'm here. If you are here, then I don't mind. I can talk to you from there, but I'm in the front here. I just actually started walking. And while we are walking, and we near the gate, and she said, excuse me. I said, oh, no. What do you want actually now? So she said, come here. So I went again. I said, go. I said, you go. He said, no, you go. And he sent me. And next thing, he said, here, he gave me about £7 change, £5 note and £2, one pound coin. He gave £7 for some. He said, take it and go. And I said, no, take the book. He said, no, I don't want the book. I said, please take the book. And I managed to give her higher taste. But that was my first realization. That when you are with a devotee, is Krishna's responsibility to look after you. And I didn't know because I thought really, I was meditating, actually, I was looking that actually I was sleeping in the hospital with a couple of teeth broken and in a bleeding, and I said, oh no, I have to stay in for a few days. I was working that time. And I said, you know, on Monday, I won't be able to go to work for a couple of days or 3-4 days. I was meditating all these things because I didn't have faith on the devotee. And he was actually so calm. And I said, come on, man, actually run. I was feeling to run away from there. And he said, no, stay, just talk, just talk. But he had a faith because, you know, the art he had. And I didn't have the faith on him. And Krishna is trying to teach me here that actually have a faith. You are with actually my representative. Nothing will harm you. But I did not have that faith. But when I came out, when I came out from the gate, I checked everything. Is everything normal? Now I'm fine. And actually, I distributed my first book. I was so happy that I've done something today. Next time he asked me, you want to come again? I said, yes, I want to come. Because actually that experience made me actually so strong that doesn't matter. Nobody in the world can do anything to me. Because as long as actually I'm with the devotee, I don't want to go. He said, you can go on your own. I said, no, I want to go with you. Because I know that actually as far as I'm with the devotee, I am protected. And this is why actually when we go, if you go out with the devotee to distribute the books, many times we think that actually I am doing it, but I can't do anything. If Krishna is the one, Krishna is the doer. Krishna is saying that actually I am the one actually doer. I'm doing everything for you. You have to just, my first experience, even first time I gave the Bhagavatam class in Belgium, in Radhades. I never given actually Bhagavad Gita class and they asked me to give Bhagavatam class. And I said, no, I was pleading to them, please don't do this. And at the end, anyway, it's a long story, but I was told to give the Bhagavatam class. And actually, I sat down on the Vyasasana and I started talking and talking and talking and talking. And I went over an hour. This would finish actually within 45 minutes. I went over and over. And when I finished, I was thinking, actually, I don't know anything about Bhagavad Gita. I don't know anything about Bhagavad. I don't know anything about Krishna. How did I manage to talk for an hour, over an hour, about Bhagavatam, which I don't have no knowledge? That was my first realization. I was not talking that time. I was actually just sitting on the Vyasasana, just opening my lips, actually, you know, closing like this. Krishna was talking. Krishna was on my tongue, and Krishna was talking on behalf of actually me, and I was thinking, but everyone was saying, a very good class. And they all said a very good class. Prabhupada's disciple was there. And actually, I was so afraid of them, actually, that first time, and they were devotee, and then there were question and answer. And actually, I managed to do all these things. But then I realized that definitely it wasn't me. It was because I know myself, actually, how much knowledge I know what I got. I did not have anything. How can I can deliver anything if I don't have nothing? But then I realized that Krishna was just talking. Krishna was delivering everything. And everyone was thinking that I was talking. He said, oh, you've got a very good knowledge. I need to have no knowledge. No, that's true. That's a reality. And there's a second experience, this book distribution. Then actually I realized that actually if you have an endeavor, if you have a desire, Krishna said you should have only desire. You should have only endeavor. Rest, leave it to me. Rest, I will take care. So if you have an endeavor that yes, I can go out in the cold, in the wind, in the snow, and I want to actually distribute the books. Krishna said, just you do this, rest, I will do it. Even if Krishna has to do anything, he will do anything, but he will be there to help you. And this is and when we hear so many stories about actually book distributor, that actually they don't know where someone comes up and takes the books. Krishna arrange. So this is my personal experience. If anybody want to go out, We somebody probably is very expert. We can take some guidance and go out and distribute as many as books to just please Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada will be so pleased that actually if you just try. I remember in one class, my Guru Maharaj Bhaktacharu Maharaj was saying that Srila Prabhupada was looking for one letter in the whole world. And when he getting actually the letter from that person, he used to be actually smiling that yes, he used to open the letter and it is read. That was His Holiness Bhaktatirtha Maharaj. He was a very good book distributor. And he used to go out, and whenever he, Srila Prabhupada used to get a letter from him, the first thing he will actually grab it and he will read it. And big smile. Srila Prabhupada, my Gurudev, I have distributed this many books. I have distributed Bhagavad Gita. I have distributed Bhagavatam. I have distributed this book and that book. And Srila Prabhupada used to be so happy because every time Srila Prabhupada or Guru, when they get a letter, they always, there is a problem. Oh, because I've had this problem, what can I do? But when Bhaktatirtha Maharaj used to write that Srila Prabhupada, I have distributed this many books in this place. And Srila Prabhupada was very happy. So especially in book marathon, if you don't go out whole year, doesn't matter. But if you just go out for just this month and distribute books, Srila Prabhupada will be happy for another 11 months. And then waiting for the next December again. So if you want to make Srila Prabhupada happy for 11 months, just do the tiny work, go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada books. Distribute Krishna's book. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comments?